Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Pearly Gates Ministries with your host, the Reverend I Am His Man Dreaming. Pearly Gates is a Jesus-believing, faith-healing ministry, for it's more than just words. Today you can witness the power of Jesus Christ our Lord in your life. And now, God's man for this broadcast, the Reverend I Am His Man, Tremaine.
In the name of Jesus, that name above all names, precious Heavenly Father, my soul cries out. That's the title for today. My soul cries out. Our flesh is led by the world. We want the latest and most up-to-date gadget, and it's not a sin to desire the next big thing, but we fall into a trap when we give all of our attention over to playing games and sending messages and listening to songs and posting the latest thing about ourselves. But God has a plan for your life, but it only works when you go by His will and not your own. Our soul knows that God will bless you in all your ways if you live according to His word. We thrive when we keep our eyes on heaven. Praise Jesus. To live for Jesus, to live heavenly minded. You know, the more that we deny ourselves, the more we come alive. Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. I want to pray for everybody right now before we get started. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you just put your holy heavenly hands, Lord, your healing power in everyone listening, Jesus. Lord, you know the things that they're going through in their life right now, the things they're struggling with, how their heart's been broken, how they felt lost, how they wish their past loved ones would come back around. Maybe they're carrying an ailment, not feeling totally up to par. But Lord Jesus, we know that you're the healer. We know there's nothing too small or too big that you can't do. So I ask in Jesus' name, Lord, that you just move your miracle healing power, Lord, into these lives of everyone listening right now in Jesus' name. Lord, let your spirit just rest on them, Lord. Cover them with your blood. Lord, they belong to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, we thrive when we keep our eyes on heaven, and we fail when we make it about ourselves. So if we're living heavenly minded in the things that we do on a daily basis, knowing that our treasures are in heaven, knowing that our reward is there, that Jesus told us about it. He didn't make that up. It's real. A lot of people want to know their purpose. What's my purpose in life? And it's different for all of us. But the core, listen, the very core of that purpose is the exact same for each and every one of us. Now, the way He has you get to that, that's the individual thing that you are. But your purpose in this life is to live for Jesus. It's to accept Him into your heart, into your mind, into your body, into your life. Make Him your King. When you take Jesus in, that's your purpose in life, is to serve Him, is to get Him to know you and you know Him, so then He can use you. And that comes to your what you work or your hobbies, the things you love to do. These things that God gave you, these gifts and talents that you have, to let the Lord work in His way through all these things. And they make Him great. Lord makes them all great, wonderful, thriving. You stand the tallest when you get down on your knees. We give it over to Him. And just know that He's the one in control. He's the one in charge. If you're struggling through something and you keep going through it, He's trying to tell you something. He wants you to learn from your mistakes. And the easiest way to do that is to say, what would Jesus do? Having the mind of Christ. How would He think? And that's how we make our decisions. praise God. Turn your ear to the Lord. You seek His mind and His heart. And you will be told what to do by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says so. He says, I'm going to be with you. Okay? He's not going to leave you. He wants to be with you. Regardless of how you are, He wants to be with you. Wants to be involved in every aspect of your life. Through your joy and through your pain. Through your struggles. When you don't feel worthy, He wants to be there. When you think, I've got to make myself better before I go to the Lord with this, He will just come to me as you are. His love is above all things. And the best way to get into that is to have that personal meditation time set aside for the Lord. Get that time where there's nothing going to affect you. The world doesn't come in on you, and you're able to talk to the Lord. And listen, when you take your time to talk to the Lord, what you're doing is you're taking time to improve your life. To improve your life in every way. We set our and be on His path. Walk on His path. We put our mind on Christ. He wants the best for you, for all of us. And He will renew His promise as we follow His will. So if you've fallen off His path, and you're not living exactly how you should be, and you know the things you're doing, just right now, this minute, is a good time to get back with the Lord. And so just right now, pray with me. Lord Jesus, I know that I struggled. I know that I've sinned, Lord. I know that I should have been able to stop myself from doing it, but I did it anyway. Ask in Jesus' name that you forgive me of all my sins. Make me right with you, Lord Jesus. I want to be that clay in the potter's hands. Do with me as you will, Lord. Forgive me of all my sins. And don't hold back your spirit from me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I know if you said that right now, He's forgiven you because He said He would. If you ask Him, really believe it. He says all you got to do is believe. Praise God. I feel a spirit right now just lifting up my hands and feeling the power of the Holy Spirit. It's a wonderful, soothing thing. It's wonderful to have the Lord, to be able to talk about Him and to pray to Him, to talk to Him. And lifting up your hands, but you just feel that presence. You know that you're not alone. Praise the Lord. He says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now He's taking initiative. He's pursuing you. And notice that He's standing. He's not casual about it, and He's knocking. Okay? And if He's knocking at your door, He has something to tell you. He has something to say. He knocks to get your attention. Now, I had this friend that I grew up with. He was my best friend as we were little kids. And he grew up to be a policeman. His name is David. And now, if he goes to a house to serve a warrant, or maybe there's disturbance, and he knows that person's in there, even though you got all the lights off, he's going to be knocking. My friend, he's going to be knocking on that door, knocking and knocking, relentless. 20 minutes will go by, he's still knocking, because he knows you're in there, and eventually, that person, if it's 40 minutes, listen, that person will get up, and they'll come into that door, because they're telling themselves, they know I'm here, they know I'm here, they're going to crash through that door. There are all these things. But He will not stop knocking until you answer that door. That's how He is. When He knows you're in there, that's my friend. And that's how persistent He is. And it's funny to sit out in the car and see Him do it. But see, that's how the Lord is. He's knocking at your door. He's got something that's going to help you. He knows what's coming in your life. And He knows that you need Him. He knows that knocking on the door of your heart, He's knocking in many ways, but He knows by doing that He's going to get your attention. He wants your attention for your good, to save you from yourself, to listen to the voice of love. Don't ignore that knock. Don't resist the Spirit. When He's pursuing you, be proud, be happy of that, and turn to Him. When you feel the Lord is on you, if you're sinning and you feel bad and you feel that hurt of that sin, He's wanting you to feel that. He's wanting to convict you of that. He wants you humble for Him. He wants you to be clay in His hand so He can use you as He will, so your purpose can be fulfilled. And when we when we pray and you want your soul to cry out to Jesus, we get past these lottery prayers, these little things of wishes and wants, and maybe some of them are needs, but through the light stuff, and you continue praising the Lord, you continue praying. The one prayer session I'm talking about, minutes go by, 10 minutes, 15, 20, you're still praying. You got your hands out. And man, the more you do, listen, the more you pray, the longer you do with the Lord, the stronger that spirit gets. The stronger he lets you know that he's there. That's then you when you realize that he's there and the tears start coming out, that's when your prayers are your soul crying out. Your soul's crying out. Not what you want on these little things that's going to get you through around the next corner, but what you need for eternity. Everything that you need, that's when you get to it. It takes that. It takes that step from us. It can one thing just to say, Lord, come to me and change me. But there's steps he wants you to follow. He wants you to get close to him. And when you get in prayer, you don't get any closer to him. And the longer you pray, the more he reveals himself to you. Try it and see. Lift up your hands and try it and see for yourself. It's a matter of fact. It's a wonderful thing that I discovered as a young kid. My grandmother just loved the Lord. And there's so many things about the Lord that I just found out because of her. That he's real and he's alive and he works with us in our daily life. And it's not just words on a sheet of paper to give us instructions. But it's that Holy Spirit moving with us, taking us to where we need to go. Praise Jesus. Come to me, he says. Follow me. Abide in me. It's not enough just that he wants to get in. It's a new life. Christ in your life is hope of heaven. Hope of heaven everlasting. Yes, it does. There's things about today that are bad. There's things that shouldn't have happened but did. But heaven, that's where we're leading to. We're going to get through these thorns. We're going to trip over these logs. We're going to get bit by a few snakes. But we're going to get through that field. We're going to get through life. Get through this world. And be into heaven everlasting. Love, flowers, songs, animals, Jesus, God, your grandparents just loved you, loved the Lord, can't wait to see you with open arms. Everything that you need, everything that you wish that you had in this life is in heaven. So you may suffer. God's best people, his closest one suffered. There's no reason why he's going to spare that from you. But heaven, that's the key. You know, when I hear someone go through something health-wise, and it seems like there's just no way they can escape it. There's just too much on them. Then my thing is, are you saved? I mean, because all this doesn't really matter what you're going through. I know it does because you're living it. It's your reality. But are you saved? Because there's more to this life than what you think. There's more than just living, than taking a breath. There's heaven everlasting, having our mind on heaven, our spirit crying out, not for the flesh, but for the spirit, the one that takes us through eternity. That true self, look in the mirror, you'll find it. He's looking right at you, looking in my eyes. He's saying, hey, come on, you know me. You can fool everybody else, but you're not fooling me. I know what you need. It's that spirit. It's Jesus. Jesus in our life. Jesus wants that relationship with you. Praise God. For you to become a new creation. Born again of the Spirit. Isn't that wonderful? That we have that opportunity and a chance to be able to do that. Make mistakes. And we have a chance to go to the Lord and say, forgive me, Lord. Be broken. And he's there. Hallelujah. When it's godly sorrow, and you ask and knowing and expecting, and your sight, your eyes on Jesus, the word in your mouth, Jesus on your lips, that's when he's there. When you let him into your life, you allow the divine nature that is of God. God is light. And in him, there is no sin, no darkness. He doesn't tolerate sin, and so don't tolerate sin in your life. Live a holy life so you can mix your, and you can't mix holiness with sin. It's like trying to mix light and darkness. It can't be done. But here he is, this Jesus, knocking on his soul, saying, I know you. I knew you before you were here. You just forget that part. But you're going to see me again and know that. Hear his knock and answer. He will love and provide and do and be everything for you. You will never regret the day that you give your life to Jesus. He wants that fellowship with you. Even when you don't deserve it, he wants to be with you. Hear his knock and answer it. Amen. If you can't love your brother like Jesus asked you to, then you can't fully love the Lord. You're holding back. You're hurting your own spirit when you have discontent for others. That others may have done you wrong. Family members, someone that you distrusted, broke your heart. But you gotta have love for them. You gotta have wisdom. Bible says to have wisdom. Know when to lock that door. Know when to say no. But you gotta have that love and that forgiveness. Because without that, we can't fully love the Lord. And that's about our spirit being free. Not holding back that spirit. So it's able to cry out to Jesus of the things it needs to have that thriving relationship with the Lord. Because listen, everything you say and do, whether it's good or bad, it comes back on you. If you walk around blessing people, you will receive blessings in many, many ways. In the same way that if you walk around talking bad about people, cussing, ranting, and raving, then will only come back on you. That's karma. Let that soft answer in you turn away wrath. Love others the way that God loves others. The way he loves you. Cry out for Jesus to be in your life as though your life depended on it. Our strength comes from the Holy Spirit. Our power is in the name Jesus Christ, the name above all names. You can say it in different languages, but when you're talking to him, he knows who you mean. Jesus. The answer to all your prayers. Many don't even understand. Jesus is just what they need. They've been looking their whole life, looking everywhere and in everything, and never realizing, not taking the time to be still and listen, to that knock on the door. Jesus. Praise the Lord. I have a poem that was intended for today's broadcast. And it's about the flesh and the spirit. The difference of what one wants. But listen, my flesh, it is one thing. It loves all the world's things. It loves to get high. Loves to feel a buzz. Loves to cuss others. But even loves to love on each other. But no matter how much, it's never enough. My flesh thrives on conflict, could give less about respect. It's all about me. It loves to be first. It's an unquenching thirst, a man-made reality. But listen, but my soul cries out, always reaching up, never having doubt. What I have is enough. It knows about Jesus, knows why he died, wants to live how he lived. It needs to tell others why. Why he is my Savior. How you can be forgiven. Always loving your neighbors and telling them our King has risen. But my flesh claims weakness. Its only defense says a mountain is too high. Would rather take the easy way, blame it all on yesterday, and don't even care to know why. Even though I'm blind, I say I'm right all the time. I thrive on my pride. My flesh is always restless, always feeling hopeless, but never asking why. But my soul, it's ended here, but my soul cries out, always reaching up, never has doubt. What I have is enough. It knows about Jesus and knows why he died, wants to live how he lived, and needs to tell others why. Why he is my Savior. How you can be forgiven, to always be loving your neighbors and telling them that our King has risen. Amen. That's the gospel, isn't it? That Jesus came here and died for our sins. That he suffered for us. that he went through that cruel punishment that he didn't even deserve. But he went through that for a purpose, so he would rise again before thousands, so they would see that he is real, that he would do anything for us, that he paid our price. He was our sacrifice. Jesus loves you. He knows you've been off your path, but he still loves you. And he said, I'm right here. I'm knocking on your door. Come back to me. Find out what you've been missing. You think that's making your day? Doing what I know that you know is wrong? You have no idea the pain that you cause your spirit when you don't do for the Lord. When you don't keep your eye on his, on the crown, when you don't keep be heavenly minded. Jesus is everlasting. His love don't quit. He don't stop. He's always there for you. At my worst times, that's when I looked out for the Lord, knowing he was going to help me, knowing he would see me through it. I've been through things that I didn't see any way out. But I know Jesus did. He knows what I need. He knows what you need. Come clean of your sins. Put them at his feet. Do that on a daily basis. Never forget to lay your head down and go to sleep without asking for forgiveness from Jesus before you do it. From your sins of that day. Don't do that. Wake up fresh with Jesus on your mind. Start your day off right. Living for the Lord, being heavenly minded. We don't know how long we got. You don't know how much time that you have left on this earth. I know that you've heard that being said, but you don't know. Because he could come back right now today. He might not make it into this evening. If you do, it's because of the will of God. Because he has hope for you. Some don't get that chance. They die without that. They die lost forever. It's so simple to love Jesus. But listen, you got to tell others. You love the Lord. You know that you do. You know he loves you. You've read his word. Even if you don't all the time like you should, you know it. But you got to keep him in your heart. Keep him in your mind. Because that way you can keep talking about him to others. It's pretty easy to do his will. It's talking about him. He says, you talk about me to your friends, to the people you come in contact with, and I'll talk about you to the Father. How great is that? Simple, simple, simple to do. Your life is in your hands. Your destiny. He gave us that choice. Your destiny is up to you. How your day will go is totally up to you. If you turn your mind to the Lord and you do his will or you don't. If you put your trust in him when you feel like you're about ready to fall, or you try and do everything you can on your own to stop it. To act like it's not happening. He's got a hook in you. Jesus got a reason for you. There's a reason he stopped you long ago. The reason he took you out of that darkness that you was once in. He did that for a reason. Not to be in vain. Not for you to forget about it. But for that purpose in your life. You got to pick up your cross and follow him. You got to get back on that path. That darkness will leave you astray so far that you don't even know you're in darkness. You're just laughing, having fun, doing your thing. But there's something in your mind that tells you something ain't right. You keep thinking this or that's going to fill it, make you better, but it don't. That Holy Spirit, that's what we need. That's what heals you. That's what changes you. That's what lines you back up. It's that Holy Spirit. Jesus. Call on Jesus. He says, when I'm gone, another will be here to comfort you, to be in you. He was talking about the Holy Spirit, and that's what you have the chance, the opportunity to have now, the Holy Spirit in you.
You lift me up out of the rain. Ease my mind when I go insane. Dust me off. give me strength. Give me a voice so I can sing about my God. What an awesome God. In the good times and the bad, you are my God. What an awesome God. Give me peace like I've never had. Growing tired of my mistakes. How much sorrow can one man take to change my life? Surrender to you and do the things you want me to do. You're my God. What an awesome God. In the good times and the bad, you are my God. What an awesome God. Give me peace like I've never had. Out of the rain, you ease my mind when I go insane. You dust me off and give me strength. Give me a voice so I can sing, Lord, about my God. God, in the good times and the bad, you are my God. What an awesome God. Give me peace like you give me peace like
peace like you never had. He is an awesome God. Praise Jesus. That is my friend Tom Evans. You know, another friend of mine I was talking to recently, and for years never gave that credit to Jesus. He would talk of God a little bit, but never quite. And then now he's facing some things in his life, and that's what is on his mind as I'm talking to him. These wonderful things are encouraging me because I see that his mind is on the Lord. And it's one of those things, it's just a long-term project. You know, I have certain friends or certain acquaintances. It's long-term. It's a marathon, not a short race, that I'm trying to win them over to the Lord. That I'm never stopping, not doing too much, doing just enough, and just interjecting now and again. You never know when it's going to pay off. It could take 20 years, like with my friend, or it could take 2 days or 2 minutes with someone else. But it's up to you to talk about the Lord, to spread His word, to do His will, to live out your purpose of serving the Lord, of talking about Him to others, and being heavenly minded, keeping our mind on the Lord, on heaven, knowing that's our destiny, that's where we're going to be at. And Jesus' name, it's all about the Lord. And everything in your life has to do about Him. In Jesus' name, I want to thank everybody for listening. Mother Leola, she's listening. She's not feeling well. I'm praying that the Lord touch her, Lord, and heal her in Jesus' name. Jesus' name, Lord. Give her everything that she needs, Lord. I know she's receiving you right now. With everybody else saying, amen. I encourage you to shout out from the rooftops that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.